This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Fall is here, folks, according to the calendar anyway. And it's not just the leaves changing color. The new season signals a shift in fashion. This year, I'm told, it's all about big shoulders and slouchy boots. Awesome. In makeup, hello burgundies, plums, and reds. In cosmetics and skincare, new formulations for cooler weather. As Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, the way we buy those products is changing too, and the makeup industry is having to adapt.
It's midday in Manhattan, and Anastasia Tinnitus has just finished a makeup run at Sephora. She picked up
some Hourglass products, a brush, blush, bronzer.
Tinnitus, who was with her mom and sister, is your typical 23-year-old cosmetics buyer. She uses lots of different brands and gets her beauty advice online.
I'm kind of guilty of going on YouTube and just seeing a girl with my particular skin tone or my complexion, how it looks on them before purchasing.
Like mother, like daughter? No, says her mom, Joanna.
My generation, we stuck with one brand. Like you use Clarins or you use Lancome, where here you try the different ones and you kind of mix everything.
That shift from the department store beauty counter to the cosmetic supermarket has redefined the business, says Jenny Vrilou. She's at the Center for Customer Insights at Yale School of Management. Lou says big chains like Sephora and Ulta carry hundreds of brands, and interacting with their salespeople is like
talking to someone as if, you know, you would a friend, and just getting their perspective without feeling the sense that they're being incentivized to sell a particular brand.
That casual atmosphere is especially popular with younger shoppers, and that's creating a problem for department stores that goes far beyond the makeup counter.
A lot of department store traffic has traditionally been driven by cosmetics. So if you don't have the consumer going there for cosmetics, then she may not be going there at all.
So, Saks Fifth Avenue is trying to keep its customers by moving its beauty products off the main floor and combining them with spa services like facials and eyebrow shaping. Nordstrom salespeople now handle multiple brands. And Bloomingdale's is reorganizing, Sephora style, bringing a range of products together where they're easier to mix and match.
All around the face. And then what do I do with
the highlighter? The highlighter just kind of gives it that beautiful glow.
That's 65-year-old Sari Perellon getting a makeup lesson from a salesperson at Bloomingdale's.
When I'm here, you know, if I'm doing other shopping then and there is something that I need, I just buy it.
She just buys, like millions of other women and a growing number of men. The cosmetics industry brought in $86 billion in revenue last year, and it's expected to top $90 billion by 2020. Social media and smaller startups are increasingly driving that growth. Barbara Zinmore was a VP for cosmetics for Lord & Taylor. She says younger cosmetic shoppers don't just want products. They want stories.
And these indie brands usually have a founder that can speak to why she or he created the brand, why it's important to her. And those stories are very important to the business today.
So is being able to shop online. Last year, online makeup sales increased by nearly 30%, thanks to Instagram influencers and celebrities like Rihanna and Kylie Jenner. Jenner's $30 lip kits launched a billion-dollar internet business. It took L'Oreal 80 years to make that kind of money.
In every business, there's that odd, one-off, unbelievable success that who knows if you could ever replicate it. I think it's a combination of the name, the price point, the ability to see it online.
Rihanna's makeup line Fenty is right there with Jenner's. But the new players haven't exactly left the old ones behind. Fenty is owned by European conglomerate LVMH, which is also behind, yes, Sephora. And Kylie Jenner is moving into brick and mortar. Her products will soon be for sale at Ulta. In New York, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.